You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Fell to its lowest level in 40 years last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were ahead slightly. Senator Lindsey Graham is using a humorous video to respond to Donald Trump giving out his cell phone number. The GOP presidential candidate appears in a YouTube video titled, How to Destroy Your Cell Phone with Lindsey Graham. The South Carolina senator tells Fox News, Fox and Friends he had to pick up some, quote, decoy phones.
A little shocked at first, but I said, what the heck? Let's just go with it. And you know how hard it is to find a dozen flip phones, but we found them.
The minute-long video shows the Republican presidential hopeful dropping a cell phone in a blender, broiling one in a toaster oven, and even smacking one with a golf club. Finally, after dropping a cell phone from the roof of a building, Graham says, quote, if all else fails, you can always give your number to the Donald. Lindsey Graham tells Fox News that Donald Trump's reasoning for giving out his phone number is hogwash.
Sometimes I think the Donald is full of BS when he said that I called him begging him for a reference to get on Fox and Friends.
Trump gave out Graham's cell phone number while speaking at a rally Tuesday in South Carolina. Donald Trump is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border today. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 75 gorgeous degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 60. And the good weather continues through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny with a high of 85. There is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon, however.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. You turned it off completely.
Starring
Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, our second outdoor concert of the summer was held last night at HCL. How'd it go? The NCB Garden Day and Flower Show is this Saturday. We'll tell you what to expect. Jennifer exchanges glances with a stranger in the night, but did not achieve the same results as Frank Sinatra. Library Card Month promotion for business for local businesses, an introductory fishing class, indie flicks, and much more on today's Library Show. Okay, Jennifer, you got me stumped. What kind of music are you playing over there?
This is Billy Joel.
I knew it was Billy Joel. From a play?
The recording is from his Madison Square Concert Garden in April this year.
Okay.
He's doing the monthly, like an artist in residence.
Yes.
At Madison Square Garden. This, I believe, is from his...
What's the name of the song? I have
Running
no idea.
Ice.
Running on Ice? I've never heard this song. What album?
I think it's from The Bridge, but I'm not...
All right, so are you going to see Billy Joel?
I am not.
Why not?
I've seen him before. I didn't get tickets.
Well, maybe
I
should get
you
some tickets. If you got tickets, would you go?
I'm not answering that when my parents are listening. Too much pressure.
Why? If you got tickets to Billy... If someone gave you tickets to Billy Joel, would you go? Would your husband go?
No,
is he a big Billy Joel fan?
No, he's not.
Who would go with you? Your dad?
You.
Me? I might go. I like Billy Joel.
Do you? Were you in Asbury Park on Saturday night by chance?
Unfortunately, no.
My cousin lives in Farmingdale, Monmouth County, and he stalks the bars all summer and he keeps missing.
Well,
Bruce Springsteen.
You should have known that one because he does that every year. It's a Light of Day benefit concert, and he's good friends with that band, the House Rockers or something.
Well,
I think that's the name of the band.
The lead guitarist wrote a song with Bruce.
Yes.
Springsteen.
So there was a good chance he was going to be on stage during that benefit, but
yes.
I'm sure it was impossible to get in there. I think half the shore knew he was coming.
I think so.
That's, of course, we're talking about Bruce Springsteen, who was at the Wonder Bar over the weekend in Asbury Park. Okay, thank you for that, Billy Joel. So, if anybody wants to give Jennifer tickets...
Not anybody.
...to Billy Joel, why not anybody? What if one of our listeners enjoys your voice so much, Jennifer...
Jay doesn't listen
...that
any
they
longer.
Need... The only way to repay you is to get you tickets to see Billy Joel?
Right.
Who would you take, really? You had one other ticket.
I honestly don't know.
Your mom or dad wouldn't go?
No.
What about your friend Adrian or whatever
She'd
that you always talk about?
She'd probably go. My blue-haired sister would probably want to go.
Okay, this is the library show, not the Billy Joel show.
You go back to picking the music, please, because before we get into the library news too much, I do want to mention I heard something on the radio as I was falling asleep the other night that made me think of you. This could go either way. There's a sports figure we speak of quite often.
American Pharoah.
No. He's only got two legs, this one. That you really think he should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Barry Bonds.
Yes. Do you know what happened to Barry Bonds this week?
He was cleared of his perjury charges, I believe.
They were dropped. They dropped what was left of the criminal case against him. It ended quietly with a one paragraph motion by the Solicitor General. They will not ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the appellate decision that overturned Barry Bonds' obstruction of justice.
So he was charged with nothing. Nothing stuck to him.
In the end, correct.
And still somehow the baseball writers are going to be the judge and jury and keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
I don't know that now.
Oh, I do. Trust me on this.
All right.
The media has too much power, Jennifer.
All right.
Way too much. And the baseball writers are probably the worst out of all of them.
All right. Well,
playing judge, jury, and God to this.
Well, I did want to let you know that because I know... That you're very passionate. Do you feel the same way about Pete Rose?
Yes, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I do too. But you know.
I mean, what he did was wrong, obviously, but it didn't happen during his playing career. And if we went back, then I'm sure there's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that probably did a lot worse.
Yes. So anyway, I heard that about Barry Bonds, and I did want to make sure you knew about it. Because I know.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Always thinking of me. Okay, back to the library. We have a big event coming up this Saturday at the North County Branch Library. Do you know what it is?
The annual flower show.
Yes, the flower show and garden day at the North County Branch Library this Saturday, July 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. What you to expect that day? Will there be a flower show? A lot of local gardeners will bring in their best and brightest plants. I guess you can't call it that.
They should be. Actually, they should be their best
the
and brightest.
The best and brightest of flowers and plants
of course.
To be judged. There will also be a gardening Q&A. So if you're a gardener, you have to be at the North County Branch. If you enjoy gardening at any level, you need to be at the North County Branch Library this Saturday between 9 and 3. Because besides the flower show, there will also be a gardening Q&A with Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County. They'll be on hand to answer questions all day long, pretty much, Jennifer. And they'll be bringing in some of their interesting, exotic, or simply beautiful plants. There'll be honeybees there, Jennifer, if you wish to help the honeybees that are suffering from colony collapse disorder. An expert will be on hand with information on some equipment necessary to aid the bees in their plight. Jennifer, I added that last part. Bees are vitally important for crop pollination and mosquito control, so hosting bee colonies, with or without honey involved, is vitally important. Invasive species, Jennifer, and its invasive species strike team will have literature available, and an expert will be on hand as well. And then Leah Petro from the Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation Department will be available to answer questions as well. There'll be refreshments, not like they needed it, but Jennifer, but there'll be refreshments as well.
Really?
Yes.
Look at that.
So the Flower Show and Garden Day at the North County Branch Library this Saturday, July 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Just drop in any time. See you there.
That's
well,
right.
I won't see you there.
Why not?
I'll be in Vermont. I'm leaving.
On a jet plane?
No.
Oh.
In a Toyota.
Yes, so on program
RAV4.
Note, I will be alone next week.
I heard your husband might be joining.
He might be joining. He won't talk, though. He'll just sit down.
I actually just remembered now Kara wanted to be on the show today. Oops.
Kara, if you're listening, drive over.
We'll make it up to her. She's got to be in one more time before she goes back to school.
We'll
She's probably still asleep.
Is she really? Lucky her. She's wasting a good day. Before we go to commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I had a question from a patron,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know the answer right away. So
do
I
know it?
No.
Is it a
trivia
question?
Might know.
What's the question?
They said, how do I know how many holds are on an item?
Oh. Can they find that out?
They can. And I said, well, definitely when you go to place the hold, it will say there are 157 holds on this. Do you still want to place this hold? But if you, when you, the book and title was all, I think, All the Light We Cannot See, say, because that's the one I used. And you get a list of all the copies, and it says there's none available.
Okay.
If you click on the title,
mm-hmm.
it brings up a complete detail, and it will say right on there how many holds are on there.
So if you are waiting for a book, and you want to know where you are in line.
Well, no, this is if you're trying to decide, do I want to place a hold?
Oh, you haven't decided whether you want to put a hold
right.
on it yet.
Click on the title and just have that title be the only title on your screen.
Is there any way there. When you have a hold, just check up and see where you are?
Yes, you can log into my account.
Okay.
At the top of the IPAC.
At the top of what page?
It's
my account?
IPAC.hclibrary.us. At the top it says my account. Click on there. And then click on My Holds, and it will say you are 7 out of 10.
And what's your account number?
Your account number is your library card number.
Okay.
No spaces. They mostly start with 13913.
Okay.
And then your four-digit PIN that you set up.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll go to our first commercial break now. We've got plenty more library show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History.
You're going to do a Today in History for me next week? And, like, put the answers?
I doubt it very much, but if I have time tomorrow morning, I'll do it.
Make time.
I'll try, Jennifer. I got some other library things I need to take care of.
No, nothing's more important than the radio show, Jim. You know that.
I'm glad you feel that way. Today in History, this time of our show every week, I ask Jennifer some trivia questions about today's date. And also some people who were born or died on this date of varying fame. Let's see if Jennifer knows who they are. Let's start with the events, Jennifer, from July 23rd throughout history. We'll start with 1793. The Kingdom of Prussia reconquers Mainz from France. I only tell you that because...
reconquers what?
Mainz, M-A-N-Z, from France.
Okay.
The only reason I brought this up is because the residual effects of this, I'm assuming, is that we have a great big mall on the outskirts of Philadelphia because of this. The King of Prussia Mall?
Oh. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Would it be called the King of Prussia Mall, Jennifer, if they didn't reconquer Mainz on this date in 1793? That's my question to you.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. That one didn't fly. Okay, in 1862, Kiko, I don't think is listening, but this is a tough American Civil War question, Jennifer.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Who takes command of the Union Army? He's the head of the Union Army on this date in 1862. It's before U.S. Grant took command. Who was the leader of the Union Army before U.S. Grant?
Any hints?
No, I never heard of this gentleman, actually.
What's the first letter of his last name?
H.
No.
It's Henry Wager or Wagger Halleck.
Nope, never heard of him. That's interesting, though.
He was a United States Army officer, scholar, and lawyer, a noted expert in military studies. He was known by a nickname that became derogatory, Old Brains.
Yep, Kiko is here.
He was an important participant in the admission of California as a state and became a successful lawyer and developer. Early in the American Civil War, he was a senior Union Army commander in the Western Theater and then served for almost 2 years as the general-in-chief of all U.S. armies. Halleck became chief of staff to General Ulysses S. Grant when he assumed the position of general-in-chief. So that's Henry...
Did Kiko know?
Kiko thought it was General Meade.
Well, that would have been
so we stumped
guess.
Kiko. And I believe Halleck went to the West Point, which Kiko went to. So
you've mentioned that once or twice.
Kiko should have known that one. Okay, moving on. 1962. Telstar, Jennifer. On July 23rd, 1962, Telstar relays the first publicly transmitted live transatlantic television program. Who did it feature?
The Beatles.
That's a good guess, but incorrect. I can't think of a good clue without giving it away. He was a newsman.
Oh, what's his name?
Yes.
Walter Cronkite.
Correct. Very good. All right, Jennifer, in 1984, who became the first Miss America to resign and surrender her crown, and why?
Vanessa Williams.
Very good.
Because of the Playboy pictures.
Very close. Nude photos of her in Penthouse.
Oh.
Yes. And she resigned and surrendered her crown. Vanessa Williams on this date in 1984. And then finally, on 1985, this comet is discovered and becomes visible to the naked eye on Earth nearly a year later. What comet was discovered on this date in 1995?
Wasn't the Hale-Bopp?
It was Hale-Bopp. Very good. Oh, comet yeah. Hale-Bopp was perhaps the most widely observed comet of the 20th century and one of the brightest seen for many decades. It was visible to the naked eye for a record 18 months, twice as long as the previous record holder, the Great Comet of 1811. That's all I get from
you. That's all you got? That's all. Wow. It was a light day.
Okay, Jennifer. Born or died on this date, July 23rd, 1885. I just mentioned him. Ulysses S. Grant.
He was the commander-in-chief of the Union Army in the Civil War.
Yes. Did he do anything else?
He's on the $100 bill.
Anything else?
He was president of the United States.
Yes, he was president, the 18th president of the United States. Yes, maybe the most important thing he ever did. Maybe being the general, you know, I don't know, winning the Civil War is probably more important.
That's probably a pretty
good Okay, Jennifer, 1894, born on July 23rd, Arthur Treacher.
Oh my gosh, he founded the fish and chips chain.
He most certainly did.
Wow.
But what else did he do, do you know?
Uh-uh.
He was an actor, an English actor.
Huh.
Actually, I know him from playing a bit part in the movie Mary Poppins.
He
played the constable that brought the children home in the beginning of the movie when they ran away. That was Arthur Treacher.
Oh, you're not going to be here this weekend. There's a park in Somerset County in Bernards Township that's doing Mary Poppins Live this weekend.
Oh, yeah? What's that mean? Do you sing along to it?
No, like they're putting it on, like a play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But you're not here this weekend. Never mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1918, Pee Wee Reese is born on this date.
He was a baseball player.
Mm-hmm. I brought this up because I thought you would know a little bit more about him.
He couldn't have been on the Miracle Mets.
No.
He was part, you know what, was he part of a triple play?
No.
That was Tinker Chance.
That's just a song. I just saw. I brought him up because I know you loved the movie that he was portrayed in recently.
Oh, 1949, 40, the Jackie Robinson thing?
Correct.
Yes.
Jackie Robinson's teammate on the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yes.
There's a statue, I believe, of him, the famous scene in the movie where putting his arm around Jackie Robinson in Cincinnati. Do you remember that scene?
I do.
To quiet all the crowd. Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go, Jennifer. I was a little disappointed you didn't get more on that one.
I am too. I am also.
What was the name of that movie again?
41, 47, 40. What was his number?
I think he was number 24, wasn't he?
No, it was whatever his number was.
Okay, look that up for me. Okay, 1933. Jennifer, I just saw this guy on an episode of The Love Boat last night. Looking for Bert Convy, born today.
47. 47 was the name of the movie.
Got him.
Bert Convy, he was a...
Because that's when the color barrier was broken in baseball.
He was a game show host.
By the way, the baseball writers, the holier-than-thou people, banning black players from baseball for 60 years.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden can judge people. Go ahead. Bert Convy.
He was a game show host.
You looked it up?
I didn't look it up. I know it. I'm looking up 47.
Oh.
Most
famous for what show? You are correct with game show host.
Password?
Looking for Tattletales.
Oh, okay.
Remember Tattletales with the banana section?
He did Password with Alan Ladd, too.
He might have.
Not with Alan, but...
You got it correct. Too. Easy over there.
I know.
1940, July 23rd, Don Imus is born.
Oh, he's a sportscaster. He used to be on a New York radio station.
Yes, a New York radio broadcaster. Shock Jock.
That's what I'm looking
yes.
for. I was going to say Howard Stern of the sports world.
Not sports, Jennifer. Well, he was on sports radio.
Yeah, he was on sports radio for a long
Very
time.
Good. Okay. Correct. Died on this date in 1948.
He wrote a book.
Died on this date in 1948. D.W. Griffith.
This is going to be one of
D.W. Griffith.
I'm going to kick myself when you tell me. Go ahead.
He was a film director. Most famously for directing Birth of a Nation, which supposedly changed modern cinema.
What do you sprinkle on your toast?
So Birth of a Nation is like a landshed, watershed movie in Hollywood, supposedly. No?
I will see if... You know, I do. I'm thinking I'm going to see if we have it on IndieFlix.
1961, Jennifer. Actually, I have an IndieFlix thing coming up here, segment. 1961, Woody Harrelson was born.
Oh, we're back to born. He was...
Yes.
He was in Natural Born Killers. He was also...
very good.
Woody, was he on Cheers?
He was. Bartender. Played Woody on Cheers. Most recently, he's in the Hunger Game movies.
I still don't get those movies.
1973, Jennifer. Monica Lewinsky was born.
She was the White House intern who became famous for having the alleged affair with President Clinton.
I'm very good with the word alleged. Died in 1973, Eddie Rickenbacker.
He was a German World War II air ace.
An American. Jennifer, how dare you?
American.
American World War I ace.
Sorry,
Eddie Rickenbacker. And then finally, 1989, Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter, he was in Equus on Broadway.
Harry Potter is All I Need. Very good. Equus. Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. What's Equus about, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I neglected to mention the Blauenberg Band.
You did. And I think, I'm not quite sure, but there's a chance today was my grandfather's birthday as well. It's either today, tomorrow, or Saturday.
Okay, Equus just reminded me, Jennifer, because last night the Blauenberg Band joined us at the Huntington County Library for our second outdoor concert of the year, and they played a selection, a medley of songs from the musical Gigi.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so that was very popular. But the Blauenberg Band, Jennifer, 125 years old this year.
Happy birthday.
The oldest community band in the state.
Nice.
If not the country, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. But it's a 40-piece band, 40 to 50 pieces. We had about 300 people show up last night on a glorious midsummer evening. Thank the Friends of the Huntington County Library for sponsoring the show. It was very popular. They ended, of course, with Stars and Stripes Forever. If you want to hear a little bit about that, go to our Facebook page, Huntington County Library's Facebook page. We've got about a minute of that song on there for you. If you missed the concert last night. And you're welcome. So we have one more concert in our summer concert series in 2 weeks, August 5th. The last concert of the year, the British Invasion Tribute, will be performing starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. They need no introduction, Jennifer. If you've never seen them, I highly suggest you get to that show because you'll be dancing in the streets, literally, because we have a street right behind the thing
we
that
do.
People dance in.
Did they dance? I know they danced for the big band.
They danced a couple of songs. They begin the Begin.
Oh, that's
they danced
that's
to that
a
one.
Favorite of mine.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you missed that, Jennifer.
I did.
So that was the Blauenberg Band last night at the Huntington County Library. So if you want to check out all of our events, musical and speakers at the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. And a click on the events calendar in the right-hand corner. We'll have our fall concert series. We'll begin promoting that shortly. So stay tuned. Okay, we're about halfway through the show, Jennifer. Let me give you a quick update on our weather before we move on with the second half of our show. As Jennifer mentioned, we've got a good five-day stretch coming up. Today, expect 83 degrees under sunny skies. No precipitation in the near future, Jennifer. Tomorrow and Saturday, we're in the mid-80s again, with sunny to mostly sunny skies. And then we start to warm up into close to the 90s again for Sunday and Monday, with a chance for thunderstorms, obviously, because, Jennifer, when the temperature gets that warm, it's redundant to say there's a chance of thunderstorms.
That's right.
It's redundant.
Because it's going to happen.
I mean, it might not happen. But
well, it's a good chance.
Yes. So welcome back to the library show. Jim Gannot will not be in today, I've just been told. So we'll have a
rewind
of Jim's shows.
Apparently we can now pick our favorite show.
And pick a Jim Gannot show to put on?
No, we can pick, if we weren't going to be here.
Oh, we can pick one of our shows?
Uh-huh.
Ours are all so topical. They wouldn't stand the test of time, I don't think.
Okay,
Jennifer.
We have a... question whether Grant is really on the $100 bill. We have an email.
Do we? U.S. Grant is on the 50. Ben Franklin is on the 100, Jennifer.
Not having seen many $100 bills in my time.
Did you say he was on the 100?
I did.
I just glossed right over it. Yeah, it's Benjamin Franklin. A listener actually emailed us?
Yes.
Oh, is it Jeremiah?
Yes.
Oh.
But if any listener would like
Jeremiah got a wad of hundreds in his pocket that he just... took a look at?
Yes. If you want to email us, you can email us at jtandthebookworm@gmail.com.
Because Jennifer makes many mistakes like that through the show.
But I just say them with such authority.
I think it's actually become a drinking game in Duluth, Iowa, Jennifer. They drink every time you make a mistake, either production-wise or verbally.
Excellent.
Okay, we've got plenty more to talk about. I wanted to talk about, Jennifer mentioned IndieFlix, which is a new feature we have on our webpage where you can stream classic movies. I got a couple flyers in front of me.
Did I say sports in a block?
Sports in a block?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, concentrate, Jennifer. These are IndieFlix hidden gems. So, Jennifer, how would somebody go on to IndieFlix if they want to watch any of these movies I'm about to mention?
They would go to hclibrary.us, and at the top of the page it says IndieFlix, and you just click on that, and it takes you to the gateway for, it says RB Digital Gateway, Hunterdon County Library, and you get the option of Zinio e-magazines or IndieFlix, and you can just set up an account. It's very easy. It checks you against your library card. And then you sign in and you're in. And, for instance, Jim mentioned Birth of a Nation, D.W. Griffith.
Is it there?
It is, in fact, available through IndieFlix.
Wow, there you go.
So you could just stream it right now on your...
Birth of a Nation. Here's some other classic movies, Jennifer. Here, I'll just mention ones that I've heard of. Nosferatu, Jennifer. That's the original Dracula movie, I believe, from 1922. So if you're a fan of that genre, you got to see the original at some point. The Invisible Man with Claude Rains, that's the original one of that series from 1933. The Third Man with Orson Welles is a classic. The Kid with Charles Chaplin, one of his best movies. The Marx Brothers in Duck Soup. Dial M for Murder, a classic Hitchcock, as is Psycho. Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason in The Hustler. Have you seen that movie, Jennifer?
Yes.
Great movie.
Yes.
Fast Eddie Felsen. Some documentaries. Bean to Bar, a film about artisan chocolate. Between the Folds. What do you think that's about? Origami.
Don't know, Jim. That's what you're thinking.
What else? PBS series. They have Ken Burns, The Address. The Ghost Army was a United States Army tactical deception unit during World War II, officially known as the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops. There's a PBS special about the Ghost Army. That sounds good. Other hidden gems, Notorious. I believe that's Hitchcock as well, Jennifer.
It is.
As is Sabotage. Jane Eyre, The Man Who Knew Too Much. That was Alfred Hitchcock. We have a lot of Hitchcock.
There's a lot of Hitchcock.
The Man with the Golden Arm with Frank Sinatra and Kim Novak. Divorce American Style with Dick Van Dyke and Debbie Reynolds. Well, I wonder what that's about. After 17 years, Jennifer, things get too predictable and stale. They argue, they visit a marriage counselor. Richard, in parentheses, drunk Jennifer, visits a prostitute. This is very, I'm starting to, they split up. Who wrote this? After meeting other people, they are reunited at a nightclub where they realize their marriage was better than their divorce. This is Divorce American Style. So Richard, luckily he was drunk when he went to visit the prostitute, or they never would have gotten back together. They had to put drunk in there. Some documentaries, again, This Way of Life, Soul Food Junkies, Blood Ties is an action adventure we have. The Planet of the Apes series, Jennifer, we have. That's a cult classic.
Yes.
A Creature from the Black Lagoon, Reefer Madness, which I've heard a lot about. That's from 1938. Oh, I didn't know that was
that old. Yeah.
An animation classic, Animal Farm, the George Orwell classic.
Did you see that in high school or grammar school?
I think I read the book. I don't know. Is that the one with Big Brother? No.
That's 1984.
Yeah.
Orwell was the Animal Farm was the pigs. And
yes. Napoleon was
Napoleon,
that?
Napoleon, yeah.
Okay. And then finally, Cap-a-Loo with Jane Fonda and Lee Marvin.
Did we talk about last week how hysterical I think that movie is?
Cap-a-Loo?
Yes.
A woman seeking revenge for her murdered father hires a famous gunman, but he's very different from what she expects.
We did.
Was that Lee Marvin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you did mention that. I do remember.
That movie's hysterical.
So this is IndieFlix, free with your Hunterdon County Library card. Just go on our webpage, click on the link on our homepage, and it'll walk you through, and you'll be streaming movies in no time.
And on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Hunterdon County Library, once a week I try to highlight a movie and post it. And I just checked both the Blauenberg Band videos are up.
Very good.
So that's
good. Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one.
There's two.
I only shot one. Where'd they get the other one from?
I don't know, but there's two up there.
I want to thank Jeremiah Harris again for taking some pictures last night at the concert. I'll use those. I think I'm going to put one on our homepage. Took a good panoramic picture of the band.
Nice.
Yes. All right, Jennifer.
Pretty bad. His cell phone is better than our camera.
Yeah, very true. All right, what do you got over there? I'm giving you the floor.
You're giving me the floor. Can I talk about this really great new flyer you made?
Sure. Why not?
Because I really like this flyer. Jim did a summary. If you've seen our summer concert flyers, he does one flyer for all three concerts. And he did the same thing for our fall concerts at the headquarters library. But you're going to do individual flyers, too, for these, aren't you?
I am indeed, Jennifer. Describing.
But this kind of sums up what you have coming up for this fall so that you can plan ahead. In September, on September 16th at 7 p.m., we have Timeless Songs, 1920s to 1930s, with John Bastiani and Kim Yarson. And then we have Name That Tune on September 30th at 7 p.m. with Bob Edwards. Come and test your wits against Jim.
Yes, I don't know anything about that. Jennifer booked that program. What am I expecting at that, Jennifer?
I haven't gotten the description from him yet.
So he's going to play? Is it going to be like the game show?
It's going to be a version of the game show.
Right? I want to play.
I know you do. Because, you know what, we never booked. We usually have Stan Newman come and do game show night this year during the summer, and somehow we let the summer get away.
And we?
I did. In October, we're going to have Bob and Terry Suter back with Borderline Bluegrass Band. And Bob can also be seen in the, is it out yet? Creed? The Rocky movie?
I don't think so.
In the upcoming Rocky film, Creed. That's October 14th at 7 p.m. We have Rave On, the hits of Buddy Holly.
I highly recommend that show,
yes,
Jennifer.
Yes, they're becoming a perennial favorite. That is Wednesday, October 28th. In November, we're going to have some classical, we're going to have an opera singer, Italian tenor, Marino.
Which is a new one, very highly recommended.
November 4th. And then we're going to have Bishop of Jazz Rio Clemente. Bishop of Jazz, Rio Clemente, salutes to our veterans. And this is a memorial concert, correct?
That's going to be a memorial concert.
In memory of Charlie Zink, who was a longtime concert goer and patron of the library. And then in December, on December 2nd, we're going to have Jazz Holiday with the Eric Mantel Quartet at headquarters. And he will, of course, be performing later in December at the North County branch. And we're going to wrap up the year on December 16th with the 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus Holiday Show.
And not mentioned on those flyers, Jennifer, are our afternoon concert series with Fred Miller.
Correct.
Another perennial popular series. They're afternoon concerts once a month from September through December.
They're Wednesdays, 2 o'clock, the North County branch.
Yes, at two locations. At North County branch on Wednesdays and then once a month on a Thursday at the Huntington County Library. Information for that will be on our webpage shortly. Always go to our events calendar on the bottom right corner of our homepage, hclibrary.us, to keep up with all of our programs as Jennifer doesn't let the fall get away. And we'll actually book some programs.
Now they're booked. Now they're booked.
And let me mention once again, since we're on the fall programming, that I booked National Geographic Adventure of the Year in 2012 with Jennifer Farr Davis, who's an author of many books, and she has the record for the quickest hike on the Appalachian Trail, Jennifer. She did it in 46 days, 11 hours, and 20 minutes.
Again, I don't understand what the hurry is.
For an average of 47 miles a day. I actually have a plan Sunday morning. How do you like this for a plan? Near our cab, near where we're staying in Vermont, there's the Long Trail. Is a trail that runs the entire state of Vermont, but near us, the Long Trail and the Appalachian Trail actually converge for the same trail for a while, and we're going to go on a 5-mile hike on that. We're going to hike up a mountain and back down, and here's the interesting part that no one else knows yet. The day we're doing it is my nephew's 18th birthday,
uh-huh.
So I'm going to use this hike as like a metaphor.
It's all downhill from here?
No, what, you're going to... Like your childhood was this uphill hike, and then we get to the top, his whole life will spread out before him, like this beautiful
Is it five
scenery.
Miles up and 5 miles back?
No, it's going to be 2.5
up. 2.5 up and back.
Yes.
So who's going with you on this trip?
My wife and Kara, and then my sister-in-law and her kids.
So everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And her significant other.
Will you be having a birthday party at the top?
I might bring a few beers up there or something.
You can't give your 18-year-old nephew a few beers. Well,
why not? But how do you like that for a metaphor?
That's very nice, Jim.
I'm going to surprise him with this.
I'm sure he's going to push you right off the
pretty
edge.
Pretty hokey. So, looking forward to that, actually.
Very nice.
So,
do they know about the hike?
Kind of. They don't know it's up a mountain yet.
Does Kara know it's early in the morning?
It's not like a hike on Long Beach Island.
Does Kara know it's early in the morning?
It won't be that early.
How early?
Well, they'll go when I say they go. I still have a little cloud in the family.
No, you don't.
He's still 18. Well, he'll be 18 on Sunday, so.
Well, happy birthday.
His name is Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Okay.
Well,
what are your plans for this weekend, by the way?
What are my plans for this weekend?
You have plans. You're going to New York.
No, I went twice in the last couple of weeks.
So?
So maybe I'll go again. I want to go to the Guggenheim. There's an exhibit there.
Are you going to get a free pass from the Hunterdon County Library?
When I saw it, I remembered we have museum passes at the Hunterdon County Library, including the Guggenheim. So you would go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on, it's at the bottom of the list, Museum Pass Program. And there are pictures of all the museums that we have passes, for which we have passes. And lo and behold, the Guggenheim is one of them.
And what is in the Guggenheim?
It's a modern art collection, and it's shaped kind of like a cyclone or a funnel. And the current exhibit that's there that interests me is Storyline.
Which is what?
Which is
book illustrations?
It's contemporary art, visual art, and storytelling together, and the way it's evolved, art and stories evolve and tell stories and tell our stories and folklore.
Sounds interesting.
And allegories, and then they have had some artists write mostly poems or short little pieces to go with some of these, and it looks really interesting. I just ran across it yesterday, and then I remembered that we have Guggenheim museums. So I would click on the museum passes, and I see Guggenheim, and then I would click on Guggenheim, and it shows me the dates that are available. And lo and behold, this Saturday is available.
Go ahead and book it right now.
So I could click on
this Saturday.
This Saturday.
So you're going to New York City. Congratulations.
No, Sunday, I guess, because I'm working Saturday. So I would click on that and then type in my library card number and PIN.
Which you probably know by heart.
I do indeed, and reserve the pass. And then you can either select another venue or...
Congratulations. Really?
Thank you.
Let me know how the Guggenheim is. Let our listeners know how the Guggenheim is.
And this is a really good deal because Guggenheim tickets are $25. And this pass, and I don't know why it's worded this way, it admits 2 adults and 3 guests. So it admits 5 people.
It's $125 you're saving. That's your meal in New York City.
But wait, and then half-price tickets, not for 5 people. Half-price tickets are, anybody else above 5 people, the tickets are half-price. And then children under 12 are free. So this is a really good pass.
It's excellent. Just another benefit, another way we are trying to... Help the community, not help. That's not the word I'm looking for, Jennifer.
Support the community. Provide.
Sure.
Whatever.
Community All right. support.
Community support. Do you want to do some commercials and we'll come back and wrap things up? Yes? No, I said, do you want to?
I shook my head yes, Jennifer.
They can't see you shaking your head.
That's the international signal to go to commercial.
Yes, but they can't see that.
I'm expecting them to see that.
All right.
I'm expecting you to see that.
Yes, so we'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We have a mere 13 minutes left, and Jim Gunna will not be in today, but we will be replaying one of his favorite shows.
A couple upcoming programs in August, Jennifer, I need to hit on. Let's start with Thursday, August 13th, at the North County Branch Library. Our old friend Jack McDade returns, and he'll be celebrating 100 years of Frank Sinatra music. He'll be joined by pianist Rick Charwin. If you've never seen Jack McDade perform before, not only does he sing, Jennifer, there's a lot of comedy in his act as well.
Yes, he does. And he even includes some library jokes.
Mm-hmm. Think Henny Youngman type humor. A lot of one-liners from Jack and short little jokes. Very entertaining between the songs. So if you've never seen Jack McDade perform, you have a chance this August 13th. It's a Thursday at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Just call the library at 730-6135 to reserve a seat, or you can do that online as well at hclibrary.us through our events calendar. And then at the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer, a scant 2 days later, on Saturday, August 15th, for 1 to 4, Fishing 101 with John F. Hitchcock. So this is an introductory course to fishing that will touch on most things you need to know to become a good fisherman, such as personal care and safety, knot tying, lure selection by watercolor, types of line use, tackle maintenance and usage, reading charts and water, launching your boat correctly, etc., etc., etc. There'll be casting practice at the conclusion of the course, Jennifer. I bring sunglasses, glasses, or safety glasses that are required for that part. So this is Fishing 101 with John F. Hitchcock. It might be a good dad and lad type program, Jennifer.
That's a nice phrase. Did you make that up?
No.
Oh.
What do you think?
That was good, though.
I pinch everything. If something clever comes out of my mouth, Jennifer, I heard it from somewhere else.
Okay.
You can rest assured.
Okay.
So it's Fishing 101, Saturday, August 15th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. The registration, we need to limit this program to about 25 people, did you say, Jennifer?
I have 20.
20 people?
Yeah.
So if you're interested, I suggest signing up quickly, either through our webpage, hclibrary.us, or you can call the Hunterdon County Library at 788-1434. Tell them Jennifer sent you.
You do that. They'll hang up on you.
Yeah, they will. No, don't tell them Jennifer sent you, yes.
They will hang up on you.
Okay, Jennifer.
Well, in September, we have some lecture-type programs coming up.
Okay, like what?
September
9th. News to me.
We're going to have... No, it's not.
Besides, did I ever finish with Jennifer Farr Davis? I feel like I cut that off.
Maybe because you went into Rapsing Poetic about your Vermont trip. So why don't you finish?
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, one of the programs Jennifer is mentioning is author Jennifer Farr Davis, who hiked the Appalachian Trail in record time and is a National Geographic Adventure of the Year. She'll come and speak about hiking the trail and her books at the Hunterdon County Library on September 26th, Jennifer, at 7 p.m. So save that date. What else do we got?
On September 9th, we're going to have Kevin Weiss back. He might even be September 8th. September 8th, it's a Tuesday. Kevin spoke in June on lighthouses of the Atlantic coast, especially. He's going to talk about New Jersey state parks, which, as if you listen to the library show, you will know are near and dear to my heart. Allaire State Park, anyone? So he will talk about the history and the creation of these parks. And then we have Jim's author coming up in September on the 26th. On the 23rd, we're going to have Sandra Grenchy from the Rutgers 4-H Cooperative Extension talk about recipe rehab, how to make those rather unhealthy snacks and recipes you have a little healthier.
And a little more delicious.
And a little more delicious.
I don't know that I'm just saying that because I'm trying to attract people to the program.
You're trying to attract people to the program.
Will it be more delicious?
It will be more delicious.
Actually, my wife and her sister are very good. They're very good eaters, and they make a lot of that stuff. And they have found some recipes that will surprise you.
Even you?
Yes. Even me.
One of my most famous Jim Thatch quotes is, I asked you one time if you ever went grocery shopping. Do you remember what you said?
No.
You said, "Wawa, one meal at a time."
Well, that's great. It's like going to be on my tombstone.
It's going to be on your tombstone. That's one of my favorites.
In 2 years, if I keep that up.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer. I need to mention the discounts for your library card promotion for local businesses.
Oh, yeah, because when I left, Joan Sabo said, that's all you have to talk about today is library card.
Okay. Well, we're talking about it now because the deadline is a week from tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah, actually.
Well, the deadline's July 31st, whenever that is.
But you actually have till August 4th because Jim Thatch won't be back until August 4th.
So. Yes, the deadline's coming up quickly, and you want to get in on this promotion if you're a local business, because during the month of September, we will be any business that participates, we will advertise your business at our library with brochures and press releases at the local papers. What you need to do is fill out a registration form. Online at hclibrary.us. It's right on the homepage, a link for it. Let us know what your discount is, and then we will do all the advertising for you. We'll print up brochures for our patrons. We'll have signs. We'll contact the local newspapers. And anyone who shows a library card at your local business during the month of September will receive your predetermined discount. It's been very popular in the past years, and we're collecting new businesses every day. So look for that promotion, even if you are just someone who wants to save money, Jennifer. Brochures will be out on September 1st at all county libraries, and then signs will be in each business as well. So if you have your library card, keep it on you during the month of September.
And even if you don't...
And count the savings.
Even if you don't have a physical business, say you're a caterer and you're working out of your house or an undisclosed location, by all means, sign up for the promotion. Get your name out there if you're just starting your business.
I wish I had a brochure of who was in it last year. I could have read some of the businesses. Seekers Plus, Chris Gackis' business.
Crown Trophy with Jim Gano. Mm-hmm. Tea Berries, Tea Room in Flemington was there last year. Budding Star Quilts in the Lebanon Plaza participated. Auntie Annie's Pretzels.
Yeah, I believe J. Jill is a new one this year.
J. Jill is new this year.
So you've seen the list. What is J. Jill, by the way?
It's a women's clothing store.
Is it like Jack and Jill? Why is it J. Jill?
I don't know.
Listen.
I don't know.
Okay. You don't shop there. Where do you shop for your clothes?
Actually, I was in Talbot's last night.
Talbot's? Okay.
LLB.
Coldwater Creek?
They've closed.
Did they?
Yeah, they have a catalog.
The one over in Flemington?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They have a catalog now.
So you get my mother a gift certificate there, like for Mother's Day.
Don't
I can
do that
think
anymore.
Of a new one.
Talbot's is a close.
So Talbot's, what else?
LLB and anything I don't have to go far for.
Okay. You never do Kohl's?
Sometimes, yeah, for basic things.
Okay.
But the trouble is you go to Kohl's, you come to work, everybody's wearing the same thing.
Is that the problem?
Yes.
That would bother you?
Wouldn't it bother you?
Absolutely not.
What if you came in a little pink dress?
First of all, I wouldn't even notice.
True.
If I came in a pink dress, I wouldn't. Might
and somebody else was wearing the same little pink dress. Wouldn't you be disturbed?
I don't think so. I don't know.
We would be disturbed.
Well, I have a lot. First of all, I have a lot bigger problems than matching someone else's outfit. What's so funny about that?
I can't.
All right, let's get off of that.
This is going nowhere fast.
I just, Jennifer, you know me, I just wear jeans and a polo shirt.
This is true.
Try not to wear socks for as much of the year as possible. That's my whole plan.
This is good. The summer reading clubs are still going strong. We should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show. We had a petting zoo at the library today.
Yes, I saw. So,
did
what
you
time
take
is that?
It was over at 11:30.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Did you take any pictures?
Because I didn't realize it was there until I walked out.
Oops. It was Quiver Farms. Next Thursday, we have Nature's Heroes with Eyes of the Wild. This is a ticketed event. They're free tickets, and they'll be available in the Youth Services Department beginning tomorrow, July 24th.
Usually those tickets sell out.
They do go very quickly.
I mean, not sell out, but whatever the word is.
Yes, they get handed out very quickly. And you cannot call and say, oh, I'm coming in 10 minutes. Stick two tickets aside for me. The day of the performance, you can call ahead. And you do need tickets. This one next week is for ages 3 and up only.
What is it about?
It just says Nature's Heroes with Eyes of the Wild. There's no description. And then I was in the children's room the other day, and children are still coming in and saying, I read 5 books. And you tell the children's librarian, and you get to color a star and then pick a prize. Or if you're not quite a reader yet, if you read 10 books, you can you tell the librarian.
If you're not quite a reader and you read 10 books, that's a better reader than reading
10
five
books read to you.
Oh.
You color a star and you get to pick a prize.
Somewhere in somebody in Duluth, Iowa just took a drink. Is Duluth even in Iowa? Maybe people are drinking wherever.
Duluth is in Minnesota, I think, or was. I don't think it's an Iowa.
Here I am. That is the perfect example of irony right there, Jennifer. Making fun of your mistakes, and here I'm telling people what.
It's in Minnesota.
Duluth is in the wrong state.
All right, but if we were at the Hunterdon County Library, we could sure look that up. All right, well, thanks for listening. Come back in 2 weeks when Jim Thatch returns with tales of his Appalachian Trail adventure. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Federal hate crime charges are being filed against South Carolina church shooting suspect Dylan Roof.
We are here today to announce that a federal grand jury in South Carolina has returned a 33-count indictment against Dylan Storm Roof.
That's Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Roof already faces multiple counts of murder for the 9 people killed at a historic black church in Charleston.
Roof faces federal penalties up to life imprisonment or the death penalty. No decision has been made on whether to seek the death penalty in this case.
Donald Trump is threatening to run as a third-party candidate. The celebrity billionaire says the chances of him launching a third-party run for the White House will absolutely increase if the Republican National Committee is unfair to him during the 2016 primary season. Trump told The Hill yesterday that the RNC has not been supportive of his presidential bid, but they were always supportive of him when he was a contributor. When pressed on whether he would run as a third-party candidate if he fails to win the nomination, Trump said many people want him to and that he would have to wait and see how he's being treated by Republicans. This is USA Headline News.
No. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This week shows LA County had the lowest rate, coming in at 42.8%. Terry Thornton with the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation credits Governor Brown's realignment plan for the improvements.
When a person has served his or her prison time, if they're convicted of a low-level offense, they are supervised by county officials instead of state parole.
She says some prison programs are helping.